Good morning. Woo, what a great time, huh? Aren't you glad to be here today? I know some of you walked in here, and you know, you just like, okay, I don't care about the walls, but you changed my seat. You changed my seat. Now, some of you are smart enough to figure it out. We really didn't change much. There's about 3-6 seats we only changed. That's all. But, boy, some of you are, no, that's okay. You guys know Pastor Paul. I love, half the time I make change to drive him crazy. It's not you. It's drive him crazy. You're like, wait. But it's good. And don't worry about the greatness about chairs is that change this week can produce chairs and change next week. So, you know, you come in, you never know what to expect. I appreciate those who have worked. I appreciate those who have helped. And just as we continue, we have still some things left to do in the building just to freshen it up and get it, you know, just to really help with that as well. Just some updates here. We have, Steve Cecil doing really well with the kidney transplant, just doing fantastic. I haven't heard as of this morning. I don't know if anybody has an update regarding Mike McGowan, if he's actually gone home, but hopefully his blood pressure got stabilized, and hopefully today, at latest tomorrow, he'll be going home. Kent, do you have an update as if he's home now, or do you know? Okay, good. Praise God for that as well. Pray for Rich Barr. Rich, this last week, had to have surgery, had some heart issues, and had to have 3 stents put in. And we were thankful that, man, it's just the Lord's timing and all of that, and he's doing well. So pray for Rich as well. Peggy Anderson, our sweet little Peggy, about this tall and about that wide. She's in the hospital as well with this flu and shingles and just everything. So pray for them. We got a lot of people. Obviously, as it goes around, many of you know that the man, it's that time of year, and many of you are sick, many of you have been, and so just pray for those who are not feeling well. We have talked about in the last few weeks the issue of that we need to grow up, that we really just need to grow up. And over the last few weeks, we looked at the issue that out of 1 Peter, the issue is to grow in Christ, to mature. We have looked at the fact last week to stop thinking like infants. To stop thinking like infants when it comes to our Christian faith, when it comes to our walk with God. To stop thinking like infants because we're not an infant. You're an adult. You have a mind. You have a reasoning. You can change the way you think and change the way. And so he says to stop thinking like infants. Grow up in Christ. Not just grow in Christ because growing in Christ will help you to grow up. But to grow up and to see God and to mature in your faith. Why? So that when you mature in your faith, you won't see this every, you won't be blown about by every wind of doctrine that comes along, every new little schism and things that come along, every new little fad that comes along. You won't be blown around by it. That you'll know that you're established to the rock, and you have matured in the rock, and it's stable, and no matter what the storms come in your life, no matter what assails us or confronts us, assaults us, that we know that we have the foundation of a rock and we have a foundation of joy. We have maturity in Christ within that. So as we go on this morning, we're going to look at an area that I feel we need to really, all of us, we need to mature in this area, and that area is the area of trust. So let me ask you, as I've asked people all week, do you trust? Do you trust in God? I ask you that in your mind, do you trust in God? Now, some of you may have a quickly answer, well, sure, I trust in God. Let's dig a little deeper. When do you trust in God? Oh, well, when I'm out of control or things are out of control, is that when you trust in God? When you have no opportunity, when you are out of the picture, is that when you say, okay, God, I'm tossing you the football, it's yours, I trust in you? Is that when we trust? The question is, and this is not a me with against you, this is a me with you message. Because this is across the board, people would say, well, we need to trust more. We always need to say that, don't we? It's kind of like, do you pray enough? Well, we can always pray more, right? It's one of those universal, yeah, of course I need to do more. But I guess if we say, when we measure how we trust, when do we trust? What do we trust? When is it that you trust? The question that would be, you say, well, I trust when you really think about it, when do I trust in God? Do I trust in Him when I have the ability to control it myself? Or do I only trust in him when I think, okay, God, it's out of my control, which some of you drives crazy, and you throw it to God? And if that's the case, my question is, are you mature in trust? Are you mature in the ability to trust in God? And I think for all of us, me included, there are areas of our life that I need to trust. I don't think it's bad to come to the point to realize that the areas that I'm out of, that I can't control, that I have nothing to do with, I think, okay, well, that makes sense, doesn't it? That I'm going to trust in God because I can't do anything with that, so I'm going to trust in God. I have those areas. Be totally honest, my board knows, some of you know, that there's areas I don't worry. I'm not a worrier. I try to trust. But let me give you an insight into where if I get perplexed or down or what, and it's an area that I have absolutely no control over, but you have a lot of control over. Much control. I have no control. Where God is the only one that really has control, and that's in the area of giving, of church finances. Making sure things roll, making sure that God is that you have provided. I have no control over what you give. Yet I'm responsible to say, God, we need to continue ministry, we need to continue growing, we need to continue the things that must take place. And so I have to step back and say, God, I can only trust that you will deal with this, that you take care of the issues that are before us, that you touch the hearts of people. Now, I'm not saying that in a backhanded way. Please believe me. I'm not saying that in a way to try to manipulate you about the issue of giving. I don't ever do that. I don't talk about giving much, do I? I don't. I'm telling you that the area, one of the greatest areas of trust that I need in God is about, this is not my church. It's His. It's to be yours. I am not independently wealthy. If I ever play the lottery, I know the first time I play, I'm going to win. I know that. So I don't do it. Okay? But in the issue of the case of the church, I own my role in this church. I want you to own your role, this family, as a church. So I'm not saying it's manipulative. I'm saying what keeps me awake at night are the issues of, God, are we going to be able to do this? Can we do that? Can we do this? God, it's dependent upon the finances of God's people giving. Why do we fail? Why do I fail? Why do I fail? Why do we fail to trust? It's about fear. It is about fear. You know, he says, don't fear. We say to trust God. And we fear what might happen, especially when it's out of our control, do we not? I hear people say, I see you write it on Facebook, I hear people say either through, we need to pray, or they basically say, I just have to trust in God. That sounds so spiritual. And yet the qualifier of that may make it not spiritual at all. Because when you say, I just have to trust in God, you shouldn't be saying, I just have to. You should be saying, in everything, I trust in God. But more than that, what I see and hear on Facebook or from your life is fear and panic. Oh, what if God doesn't deliver? We worry about the change of things falling apart, how it affects us, this selfishness of I want to trust in God, and if God answers the way I want, man, it's been a good God, and I can have faith and I can build trust if He answers the way I want. Many of us are control, even if we're not control freaks, all of us have the desire to control certain things. So, especially if you are a control person, so trusting is only for you, and it is only when you do feel totally out of control. When you can't control anything of that agenda, anything of that issue, then it's easy to say, I'm trusting in God, but are you really? When it's out of our control, when it's helpless. People in the past have failed you. That's one of the reasons why we fail. It's because we look and we say, man, I'm just not going to trust. I have fear in trusting because I fear the outcome. I fear the situation. I worry about that. To trust means give up control. And to trust, no, I'm not going to trust anybody and anything because people fail you. And in your mind, some of you have said God has failed you. The question is, are you mature in trusting? Are you mature in trusting? We're going to run through some verses here. And these are only a glimpse of the number of verses in God's Word about growing up and trusting. Psalms 9:10. Those who know your name trust in you. Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken. We seek him, we'll find him. When we mature, when we grow, when we really learn to trust in his name, we will not give up. He's not forsaken us. But do you know him? Psalm 13:5. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. It's easy to trust in this sense in his unfailing love. We love saying, man, there's no depth to his love. Nothing can separate us from his love. But can you say that when you don't know what tomorrow's going to hold? Or will you be like some that I deal with that tomorrow, because the crisis of your life falls apart, you say, but I thought God loved me. So it's easy to say, I trust in his unfailing love, until you feel he's failed you. Correct? Psalms 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Now, if we take that and put it in our vernacular today, some trust in 401s, some trust in our own ambition, our own ability, some trust in the things that we have about us, some trust that we can handle any situation, but do we trust in the name of the Lord our God, that he is in control of everything? Psalms 84:12. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. I mean, there's the thing. We're going to look at what we gain from trusting. But one of those, God says, you're blessed if you learn to trust. Proverbs 28:26. Those who trust in themselves are fools. I didn't say it, but I would. But those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. I'm not calling you a fool, because it could read, Bill, if you trust in yourself, you're a fool. If you think you can handle every situation, Bill, you're a fool. If you think you can control everything that comes along, you're a fool. But if you'll walk in the wisdom of knowing God, if you'll walk in the wisdom of trusting your God, then you realize, God, I am covered by your grace. I am covered by your wisdom. I'm covered by your unfailing love. I'm covered by the fact that no matter what the outcome is, I can glorify you through it, and you can be glorified. Proverbs 3, this is probably one of the best known. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. That's one of those verses, again, it's really simple to say, isn't it? Trust in the Lord. Okay. With all your heart. Okay. And lean not on your own understanding. Okay. In all your ways, submit to him. Sure. And he will make your path straight. Okay. But to put that into practice, it becomes a little more difficult. How well do you know them? I was thinking we could have fun. I don't have the time this morning to have fun with it. Though in my first, I started writing, we're going to look at all the people who say, just trust me. Uh-huh. Kick that around in your brain for a while. Just trust me. People say, just trust me. And now I've learned in my life, you know, I wish I'd have learned it a lot earlier in my life. When people say, trust me, that's the first yellow flag that goes up. Should you have to say, trust me? Or should I just have the ability, you should be a trustworthy person? Just trust me. That ought to be a warning sign. But in that verse, the object of our faith, the object of our trust is trust in the Lord, the Creator God. Trust in the one who knows the beginning from the end. Trust in the one who's never failed. Truly knowing and maturing in Christ. Knowing that he alone is worthy of our trust. He is faithful. And you look at that, and you, not just your life, but in the entirety of the Word, where we see the faithfulness of God. Where we see the trustworthiness of God. And yes, as it's in our life, we looked at verses last week. We mature by constant use of the Word. We mature by constant use of trust. When we trust, it builds us and it starts to build maturity, that faith history that we have. Now listen, I know that some people, you know, they say, well, trusting in God is blind. That's just blind trust, blind faith. Man, if it's not firm in who he is, it is blind. It is blind. But when the object is clearly seen, when you truly know him, and you mature in the Word to know what God says about you being in Christ and who you are, when we get a glimpse of who he truly is, not just singing on a Sunday morning, raising our hands, says, holy are you, God. But when we see that in our lives and place it in our lives, then the issue of our trust is never blind. It is guaranteed that we are focused on the rock of our salvation. It's not blind at all. And we come to the point, psychologically, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And when we look to ourselves, the best future for my screw-ups in the future are going to be because of my screw-ups in the past. But when I look to God, I look to Him, His future, His past behavior has been true and faithful and fulfilling and purpose. Therefore, I can guarantee the future is most likely going to be true and faithful and fulfilling, loving me, caring for me. It is firm in who He is. But listen, you must know Him. And knowing Him means that you mature in Him. It is not just because I say it. Just because I say, trust me. Here, you shouldn't trust me. You should go to the Word. You should verify it in the Word. Is this what God says? You should go to your life group and say, listen, we're studying the life. What does God say? We're going to grow. We need to mature in that. That is why life groups are the heart of our church. Do we have life group leaders in here? Stand up. If you're a life group leader, stand up right now. If you're a life group leader, not a tender, I just want a life group leader to stand up. Listen, these guys are the ministers of our church. But you know what? You don't need to just trust them. I love them, and they're doing a great job, but they need to teach you. But you need to go, be involved, and question. Say, wow, where do we find that in God's Word? What's it saying to us about growing in God's Word? That's why every person needs to be in a life group, as far as I'm concerned. You want to start maturing? Every person needs to be in a life group. Everyone. I know there's lots of excuses. But the scope of our trust, the person of our trust, is the Lord Jesus. The scope of our trust that He gives us in that verse is trust in the Lord with all of your heart. In all of your ways, submit to Him. Now, here's why I say, some of you that say, well, I'm just trusting in God. And you really aren't. Listen to me. Truly trusting. Listen, wake up, knock your neighbor, pop your gum, do something. Truly trusting in Him means leaving the outcome to Him. Seeing any outcome as God's plan. And we will trust in God and say, I'm just trusting in God, as long as He answers the outcome and answers the way you want it to be done. And then you say, see, God verified my trust because He answered the way I wanted Him to. No, God shows you that you're really not trusting at all, because you bring with your trust an expectation that this is the way it's to be answered. God failed me. Well, you started by saying, oh, I trust in God. I'm just trusting in God. And then it doesn't go the way you expected it. And all of a sudden, God failed. You weren't trusting at all. Are you with me? So now let me ask you, are you mature in trust? Or when you come saying, I'm praying for this, I'm just trusting in God. No matter what the outcome, are you going to be able to say that? I trust in God. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. And no matter what the outcome is, God is going to be glorified no matter how. I may not see it, but that is God's plan. That's God's will. Sometimes, some of you, I'm trusting in God, and all I can think of is I dream of Genie, the genie in the bottle, Aladdin. I'm trusting in you, God. Okay, here's my wish. Instead of saying, God, I have no control. You're in control. If it turns out the way I want, boy, if I could control, then it was trust. And then He was worthy of my trust, but it doesn't turn out the way I want. Ah, God, you're really worthy of my trust. But let's consider the alternative. Trust in yourself. We looked at that verse, you can trust in yourself, you're a fool. I didn't say that. God's Word says that. Are you going to trust in your spouse? Are you asking your spouse to be God in your life? To only do what God can do? Do you look at the relationship that way? Or do you look to God to be God in your life? Your job, is that what you're going to trust in? Your karma? You're holding good thoughts. I'm holding good thoughts. I'm going to trust that I'm holding good thoughts. Which means what? You probably know the alternative. You live it. The alternative is if we don't trust in God, we live in fear. We have panic. We have stress. We have anxiety. And we have anger. Anger is not a root emotion. Hurt is. So all of a sudden we have hurt and we're angry towards God. We try to trust in anything but Him. But when you trust in Him, when we truly can grow to trust in Him and leave the outcome and all the situation in His care, no matter what it is, first off, He brings peace. That peace of heart, that peace of mind, that peace. I don't have to be all emotional and dramatic because I'm saying, God, I'm resting in you. I don't need to flip out and go crazy. I'm resting in you, no matter what. And how does this situation going to bring glory to God? He gives us a peace that the world will never understand, no matter how bad that situation is, or whether it's not bad at all, just in the daily living. I'm saying, God, whatever happens this day, whatever happens today, I'm trusting in you. And I'm going to be peace in you. I'm not going to flip out because I'm trusting in you. Trust brings freedom. The reason I believe trust brings freedom is because you're not a slave to your fear. When we trust in Him in everything, He says He directs our path. We don't have to fear the future. We walk in trust. No matter what happens, we walk in trust. Some of you are still slaves to the events that happened in your life, and you want to say today that you trust in God, but you're not trusting in God because you are a slave to the events that have happened in your life that you didn't like. When we trust in God, we say, God, we're not just trusting you before the event or the issue. We have that calm assurance that we trust you afterwards, that the outcome was yours, the plan was yours. I may not understand it, I may never see it. I may not ever grasp it, but it was yours. It brings freedom. He directs our path. Trust brings assurance. I believe trust brings assurance and boldness. When we are truly relying upon Him, when we will give us the boldness to share as we ought to share, to speak. Some of us, we don't want to share our faith because we're worried about, well, what if they do this or what if they do that? Listen, even that, our sharing of our faith is left to Him. We just trust God with that. We just water. We just share what God's doing in our life. Then we leave the response to Him. We leave. We're not calling anybody. We're just sharing what Christ has done in our life. And when we truly trust in Him, it overcomes our fear, our shyness, our inability. And we say, God, we're trusting in you, and we want to see you work. Mature in Christ means letting go and trusting of Jesus. And that is the core of our life. Letting go of control and trusting Jesus is the core of the Christian life. Every day, every hour, every moment of every day, can we trust, can we let go of control in the things even that you can control, even the things you think I can dictate. You have the ability to say, God, I'm going to do my best. I want to use your wisdom. I want you to direct my path. But still, even though I have impact in this situation, my trust is in you. It's not about me. It's about you. It is not isolating the big things that are out of control that we need to trust in, but it's in everything. We demonstrate trust in various ways. We demonstrate trust in God by our attitude. There's ways we demonstrate that we're not dependent upon something else. Our 401, we demonstrate trust in God by giving. I say, God, I'm going to trust that you know my needs, you're going to meet them, and I'm going to give out of the blessing that you blessed me with. We demonstrate trust by sharing our faith, by sharing with others, leaving Him in control. We demonstrate our faith and our trust by serving. Say, God, I'm going to sacrifice. We demonstrate our trust in Him that He's called us to serve, and we're going to do that. And we also demonstrate our trust probably in the greatest area, and that is of suffering. When for some reason in our life, because this life just isn't always fair, and it's not always right, and we have suffering in our life, but we can still say, God, you're the one I trust, not anything around me. And one day this will all be done. I demonstrate my trust in living for you, of people seeing a difference in me. I love the verse, Romans chapter 15. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Here's the qualifier. As you trust in Him. So that you may overflow with this hope, word assurance, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You want joy? You want peace? You want that assurance that God is in control? Trust in Him. And the power of the Spirit of God that within you will help you to mature, and you will overflow with those things. We started by saying, do you trust? When do you trust? What situations cause you to trust? As we lead, may we be challenged that in everything, that we trust the Lord with all of our heart, in every part of our way, things that we do have control in and those things we have no control in. May we trust in Him. But may we see that true trust means that no matter what the outcome is, it's God's plan. even the hurtful, suffering things, the bad things that you are still holding God accountable for. God says, you haven't trusted in me. Oh, you may be a believer. You've trusted me for your salvation. But can you trust in me knowing that I am a God that is good and all the time and will bless you? Happy times? Not always. Not always. But purposeful? Yes. You can learn through it. Like I said, this is not a message about me versus you. It's about all of us. Those areas that we need to say, God, I'm just going to, man, every day, every moment, from the little things to the big things, I'm going to trust in you. And may you overflow in my life that joy and that peace that comes from knowing that you are in control and my life is in your care. Let's pray. Father God, we need to mature. We need to stop thinking like infants. And in one of those ways that we need to mature is in the area of trust, of knowing who you are. As we mature in our faith, as we mature in the Word, we get a glimpse of who you are. And as we get a glimpse of who you are, it becomes easier for us to trust in you because we can see the fulfillment of that trust. And so, God, as I pray, all of us, we will come to you this morning and say, God, we need to learn to trust more in the small things and the great things. For those who feel like you have failed them, I pray that you would give them a new glimpse and perspective that everything can be used to bring glory to you. Even those things that hurt us deeply can be used to glorify you. May we trust in you this day. May we demonstrate that trust in the very smallest of ways this day. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Pastor Paul.